Listen, when we talk about these two kids, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, they lived in the lap of luxury there in Littleton, Colorado. Their parents were well off. One had a home that was valued at $180,000, another $240,000-some-odd. Dylan Klebold drove a black BMW. They wanted for nothing. They had everything, and yet they had nothing. They did not have parents who loved them, in my view. They did not have peers that cared about them. These are the kids who, in a public school project, put together a video that featured explosions and car bombs and portions of bloody fantasy computer games as an assignment. And the teacher did nothing and said nothing. They talked openly, Heil Hitler, whenever they wanted to say right on to something in class. They're wearing their black trench coats in class with swastikas on the outside. Why are we letting kids in our crazy, mixed-up, politically correct culture get away with wearing swastikas without, A, asking them, what do you think you're doing? Take that off now, or I'm going to call your parents, and you're going home, and you're not coming back until that swastika is not on your person. They talked about the anniversary up and coming of Adolf Hitler. They drove hearses around on occasion. They tested friendships by cutting each other with knives. They wrote for public school assignments poetry that talked about blood and death and gore. Did any of those public school teachers who were getting these video projects in, that were getting these poems in, question them? Apparently not. They loved Marilyn Manson. They idolized Marilyn Manson. The satanic priest himself.